Okay, so on Monday before, when Anna talks about the dog, or even if you've done shulva, you have to worry about maybe you haven't done enough. So we spoke a little bit during the shir, just to go off and mention during the shir and after the shir, so it sounds a bit frightening, you know, you can never finish. Besides the fact what we've seen, even during the shulva, you know, what we've seen so many, it sounds very difficult. So we mentioned already then, just very, very quickly, just for a minute or two, just a couple of points I wanted to say. First of all, as we said, Rabbi himself, and he has lots of different svarim on Truva. One of them is called the Soid HaTruva. So there he starts off like this, that's really what he says. So he's talking about how you should go about if you decide you want to do Truva. And I don't know if it's in these.
Yes.
Very good. Okay, so it starts off there. At the end of the first paragraph, he says, someone who's done an Aveira, so what should he do? So he says the first thing to do is that day he decides that he's going to start, today is a new day, so I'm going to start doing shulva and I'm going to change my ways. So he decides, yes, that's my key to boy, we made out, he starts to forget about the past. Now it's a new day, blank slate. So now start off, forget what you've done before. Now you want to look to the future now.
Fresh start.
Yeah, fresh start. Right? So that's the way to do tshuva.
So that's what the dis.
Yeah, no, one thing. That's just what he's saying. He means to say, yeah, as he explains, if you ask to make a mashkech me of kribi the venus, don't worry about the venus you've done. Don't get bothered and upset. Oh, hi, you know, your thoughts are going to bother you and oppress you. How can I come and do tshuva? I've done so many chatoim. This is slightly a different nekuda, but I think that the lesson here applies to us as well. How can I come and do tshuva? I've done so many aveiras again and again and again. I'm going to come now and make myself a tenor, I'm such a tzaddik. You know, you'll all be too embarrassed. How can I do that? Ich over yudafonov. Like kaboishes ganav miyom miyomotzei, etc. And carries on the explains. Al yachshiv kain. That's a mistake to think like that. It's the mesis, the Yitzhahara, who's sitting in your heart, who's Mishkalish Lekol Yoyim, he's the one who's giving you this bad Yitzhah. So you think, how can I come in and do Tshuva and start afresh? Who am I trying to kid? That's wrong. Right? That's the Yitzhahara thinking that. Okay, Ben Yoyim himself didn't seem to imagine somebody would say, oh, how can I do Tshuva? Because it's so difficult. He answered, someone who wants to do Tshuva, so. Someone wants to start anew, he's decided what he's done is wrong, so he's going to do Tshuva. You're going to say to yourself, who am I kidding here? He said, no. That's the Yitzhahara talking. Someone who wants to do Tshuva, so fine, start off anew. Now, looking to the future, you have to compartmentalize here. Look into the future, how should you behave, as in, should I carry a note? You can start off on a fresh start, do mitzvahs, don't do laveras anymore. Okay, we also have to know. When you want to do tshuva, you're going to come and want to do tshuva in the end. You know, you've done tshuva. You have done the various in the past, so there's a way to do that tshuva. That's not shouldn't affect in the way you behave from now on in. That's the first nekuda, obviously. The second thing, another couple of two short nekudas is, okay, we've seen, even for us, Rabbi Yehuda said that the minimum tshuva is just the azivas achet and the harata and the vidoy. Right? So that's tshuva already. Anything above that is always darkness and tshuva. Of course, you always should try and strive to do more and more. It might be for us. A lot of what he says seems to be out of reach for us. But at least it's worth. I think the point Mr. Goffman was bothered about. So what's the point? What's the point of us learning this? What are we going to get from it if it's not negiah to us? So the truth is, it's not negiah. It is to a certain extent. You know, we might not be able to reach to the nth degree, but at least something. You know, we'll get to our own level, we'll get somewhere in that. That's first of all. And second of all, it is hard. Even not only in Benyuna and Rambam as well. We can't pretend that it's easy. Odom l'omal yulad. Unfortunately, maybe it's not a very popular message nowadays. But you know, you're going to come to Rosh Hashanah and Kippur and say, yeah, it's so easy to do tshuva, but that's not true. It might be Rosh Hashanah, maybe, perhaps, is there are eitzes to be zeichem yimadin without doing a proper tshuva, maybe that's true Yom Kippur, you definitely need to do tshuva. So somebody wants to do tshuva, I say, okay, again, maybe we won't reach to the degree of being a says, but at least we'll make some sort of impression.
Somehow he's settling that, because he said in this new piece, he says, it's a fresh start, go ahead.
Right, that's in other words...
The same time he says, you know, remember how horrible the avonah just start being. So it's a judgment, I think, more than not be depressed.
Like we've seen the Gemara says about Acher. Right, he did as a Averis, and a Baskel came from Shemayim, you know, he's not all trouble. He says, fine, who cares, let's carry on doing Averis. That's what he's saying, don't carry on blindly, say, forget about it. It's so hard, I'm going to carry on the way I am. That's the wrong thing to
say. I thought about it. Meditated the question. There's actually two processes going on, and they're not opposite. First and most important process is not even true. Most important process is fresh day, I go forward. It is number one, by far, highest view. In parallel of this, when you're moving forward, like you find time to learn Mishnayos and so on, there's time to correct what's done.
Right. That's exactly right.
It is what we're talking about.
Right. In other words, the fact that it might be high, all this has to go through.
Because the most terrible things, if you will try to correct what's done before, and you will stop. And you're not moving forward.
That's the thing. That's right. That's the dangerous
thing. Yesterday, about our conversation, I understood.
Yeah.
It seems what he trying to tell me.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Absolutely. Very good. Okay. That's just what I wanted to say. Don't want to spend too long on that. We only have 20 minutes anyway. Okay. So let's carry on where we were up to Yud Zayin in Ois Yud Zayin, passage Yud Zayin in Ben Yoina. So he's carrying on with this thing of Dagov, of worrying. Okay, besides what we had yet, he explains, worry that you haven't done tshuva properly, right? So you add to it, there's another worry a person should have. V'oid yidag bal tshuva. A bal tshuva should also worry. Right, this is Eisi Zayin. What's the bal tshuva? I think, as far as I recall, this is the first time I've seen this expression in the Ben Yonah. Oid yidag bal tshuva.
Say
I don't recall the word about tshuva, maybe.
How does he talk? Because he says he
wants somebody who wants to come and do tshuva, a person who wants to do tshuva, this person, yeah, what do you mean when you talk about it? Yeah, in the Gemara we see this, right? The Gemara calls the person a bal tshuva, so I'm not sure if it means a person who has done tshuva or a person who is doing tshuva.
It's a candidate. Yeah.
Right, so someone who's coming to do tshuva.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm going to do a first. For an interview for the job, I'm there for that purpose. I'm ready to start. I don't understand at this stage.
Right, who are you? And Morris says, Morris uses the word, you know?
I a little bit define differently what Baal Shuva means. When we call Balabat,
right,
we're talking person who owns this house. Right. He is not a beginner, he is not a candidate, he's owned. Baal Shuva is a person who decided to be in business of get closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Right.
It's not what meets an event when you got and you got very emotional how well Reuven read Barat Torah.
Yeah.
It is what Baal Shuva. Another case, Baal Shuva is you start to be owner of this process. Owner of this process and possible temper.
Exactly, very good. So, Moe uses the words Baal Shuva, then Moe says Baal owner. You're talking about someone who's after the process, or who's
intended to do it. Okay, but you know, instantaneously, that's it, I'm going to want now. So, you know, the beginning, right? Now what?
I bought a house, it's called Shuva. Now I'm leaving. Okay.
So
what needs to happen, I don't know. You know, but
so the first thing I saw is Yidag Bal Shuva. Maybe we're talking about similar to the first Dagger. We're talking about someone who's started Shuva. We're talking about Dagger. After you've done Shuva, all these are additions to Shuva, right? To get further in Shuva, you should also have these worries, right? We're talking about someone who's done the Zivas Lechet and Chavata, similar to the first Dagger. Okay. And then, all right, let's just keep that in mind for the moment. Well, he did like Baal Tshuva.
Is he someone who has done Tshuva?
So I'm not sure. So maybe means someone who's definitely started. You know, he's done the minimum matter.
I like what he was doing.
Okay. Right. Well, he did like Baal Tshuva. Pen Yiskav, a second dagger you should have is Pen Yiskav being all of you. So you have to be worried that even though you have done Tshuva, or you're on the way of doing Tshuva, you have to still be worried in the future that Yitzhar will come again and overpower him. Because I'll say al tamin ba'atmecha ad yom ha'mosecha. Okay. So any person has to worry about the Yitzhara. Kol shekeinu esh Hashem nitzchoi Yitzhara k'var. Someone who's already been beaten by his Yitzhara, he's done in the Safeira once. He definitely has to be worried of the Yitzhara who's lying in wait the whole time. Right? In other words, okay. So we know, yeah, sometimes we can fall into the trap sometimes. Okay, maybe once we were nishan or something, and now we think, okay, we're past it. And every day, every day, and you feel fine now, I'm not going to. Then that's how it all works. All of a sudden, out of nowhere. Great, so that's why you have to keep that worry. Don't be too confident in yourself. Be aware that the Yitzhak can always come anytime.
It is what people call Haredi, isn't
it? What?
Haredi. Name of Haredi comes from this idea.
Haredi of the Baruch Hashem.
Yes, good. The trembling all right. The time.
Okay.
That is exactly where Haredi word comes from.
So yes, what you have to do is you have to be aware to keep guard. And to be meisif Yiras Hashem every day. That will strengthen you. That will make you fortify yourself. Any of these time the Yitzhara comes again in the future, that will strengthen you. So. This is almost word for word of Karata. If you remember, we spoke about it for quite at length.
No, it is not.
So one second. You said there was two types.
Two different things.
Sorry, not Karata. Not Karata. Sorry, Zivasachet. I mean, that's it, right? We said then, when you spoke at length, there's two types of Zivasachet. A normal person, not a Rasha, he does happen to be Nechsham and Aveira. Right? So he has to do a Ziva Sechet. And the Rabbanian explained there, how does he go about his Ziva Sechet? What is his Ziva Sechet? So he says like this, let's see. Miesha, and this was before in passage Yud Aleph. Yes, this is the way he explained the two types of people, right? So, Zvida. The second paragraph there. Vida. Miesha Chotal Derech Mikra. Someone who. Right, his avatar or whatever the Yitzhar came, etc. Okay, he carries on. Let's skip a few lines here. So, Rishis Shubat Ishazer. The first thing this person has to do is the Chorotah. Okay, and after that, Achol Kein Yosef Bechol Yoyim Yiras Hashem Benafshay. He has to every day be Yosef Yiras Hashem Benafshay. What did we just read here?
Very simple.
Well, the voice is Benasha, Yeras Hashem, Yoyim Yoyim.
Exactly the same. Exactly the same.
And how does he carry on there?
Nothing.
He gives the kind of word for this. Add she nochre nibri b'tachle until you're steadfast. That if the Kim Yosef Yavavoy Hayitzer, the Torah will come back and it will try and overpower you, then you're not going to fall for him again. Right, that was the Tzivos Hachet, which means
that is very nice.
Achim and Shuvas.
It's supposed to be the same.
It's the same.
It's supposed to be the same.
Yeah, that one.
Why? Because the situation is two types of Bolshevik people. Relation between them as follows. Let's call first category it's bad one, and second category it is good one, sinner.
Yeah.
Bad one, it is professional, he's to do sin. And second one, time to time it's here. First of all, you need to move from first category to second, and then see what to do.
Yeah.
When you professional sinner, first of all, you do to show in such a way that became number one, so-called normal person. Then you start to worry that it will attack you every day, because if you're number one,
okay,
it's your priority different.
Okay, but the problem
is because right now you're not afraid that it will attack you. You right now under attack.
Okay.
But you aren't talking about
yeah,
Rosh.
What I'm asking is like this. I'm asking is, when you're in there, it's talking about the Zivas Hachet, it's explaining yeah. that that is the Tshuva, right? That is the... Yeah, that is the Rosh and the Zivas Hachet, the two things you need for Tshuva. That's the starting point. Right, now we've carried on. Some, especially the way if we said we're talking about someone with Baal Shuva, what's Dag is another thing. Besides for this is Lago.
In the beginning, we learn not correct.
Don't worry.
Yeah. In the beginning, we learn not correct. Our beginning definition was not correct. That Teshuva has to pop. To Shuva and then maintaining your status, don't
right.
fall
into it. That's what we saw there.
It is what he's talking about.
Right. Right. So he says here, but the problem is before he's saying that the Aziva Sachet is exactly what he's saying now. This that
yeah,
what saying
yeah,
now,
yeah,
that is the Aziva Sachet. That is the truth.
If you understood it correctly, first time we said, when you do character, then you need to be worried not to fall back to this. Nothing contradiction.
So you have the same thing twice. You
and,
here,
yes. and he repeat right now that because right now in these both categories, finally everybody got together. Both categories.
Okay, so let me just say. So I'll say it could be one of two things. Either, well, I can think of anyway. It could be that here he's referring to the other type of guys. Not talking about this static happens in a very one time. Maybe he's talking about here. If you remember then, he explains. That's somebody who is a Rosha, the way he does a Zivas Hachet is differently. He doesn't have to go to this degree of Yisrif Nashrei. His Zivas Hachet is stop doing Avinus.
Yeah.
Maybe for him, he's saying now, so here, even though that's his Zivas Hachet, but afterwards, he should also add on this Nago as well.
Normal.
Maybe. That's that. Or even if we're talking about the first guy, the Tzaddik, that was a Zivas Hachet, maybe he's just saying here. Not sure if it fits into the words, so well, maybe he's not saying, hey, you have to be Yidag, you have to worry, similar to the first Dag, but the first Dag was you have to worry that you haven't finished your trouble that you need, or the extra trouble you have. And here he's saying, even if you've done trouble, you have to still be worried. Don't, even after you think you've come to this Dag, I'm sure now something come back. No, carry on with that. Don't let up. Don't let up on this.
Right now they merge, and what you're doing when you merge, right now you're worrying about this. Don't, how you said it, don't be complacent.
Yeah, don't be complacent. Absolutely. Right, maybe. So I'm not sure what's going on. Okay, that's...
I don't see anything.
Alright, so that's what we'll do. We'll have to keep this in mind for the next couple of times. We'll just quickly, just for 1 minute, we'll explain what's going to be coming up. We won't start it. So he's going to start and bring a couple of psukim. Mm-hmm. So just a little overview, if you look, it's quite long, your Ches, and then your Tes, and Chof, he goes a bit off, seems to go off the point, you just read it quickly, you're not sure where he's going to. We'll see, he's going to, at the end of the day, come back to this posture of Ashri Adam Fahit Tomid, which is going to bring from there the fact that there we see the scene of Daigo. And just to get to that, he has to go through the couple of sukkim before that. Okay, we'll see you again next week.
Not from this sukkim, why is he doing it?
Right. So when we go, as we go forward, we have to keep in mind what we've said so far of the stagger and what we've said just now, and then eventually we'll see how this all ties together.
Very nice. Very nice. Especially in the beginning of day, perhaps this injection of the umbrella, and it's very nice.